Well, what he has actually done, he has sought the cooperation of Sligo that it will enable all the patients south in the south of the county to be deferred to Sligo for assessment and for admission if required until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. The hospital will also be contacting all the GPs and NOWDOC in the county, just seeking that they will treat the patients appropriately in the community as opposed to referring them in to the acute sector until they try and get on top of this extraordinary demand.
From a INMO perspective, is that satisfactory? Because it sounds really like trying to fix the problem is to further inconvenience the public.
Well, what I would say, number one, is this is a multifactorial problem here. I mean, we don't have sufficient beds in Letterkenny General Hospital. That's the first thing. Otherwise, we wouldn't have 13 patients lying on chairs down in the day services unit. Four patients in treatment rooms. Treatment rooms, they may have put a bed into those treatment rooms. There's no call bell. There's throughput of traffic, nurses going in and out to get equipment and to get sterile packs for dressings, etc. There's no toilet facilities in that treatment room. So, and six overnight patients in the emergency department, you know, we talk about giving a first-class, world-class health service in this country, and yet we don't have the basic facilities. The problem for the nurses is there has been a considerable reduction in nursing in Letterkenny General. It's very frustrating for the frontline staff because they're expected to deliver the same standard of care with fewer nurses than you have HICWA with standards. And then the managers, the nurse managers, are aware of the problem, but their hands are tied because the actual decision-making now for taking in extra staff is not made locally, it's made further afield. And these individuals are too far removed from frontline nursing services to know what is required.
Well, obviously, we hope that these measures being introduced by hospital management will ease this pressure. But pressure on services will reoccur again. And there doesn't seem to be a long-term solution to these problems.
There isn't. And the bottom line is that with all the numbers that have been taken out of the community hospital bed-wise, reduction in the beds in Letterkenny General as well, we don't have the actual supply for the demand that is there. Equally, while I applaud that they are trying to actually talk about maintaining people and delivering service in the community, you know, cheap talk is cheap. You have to follow with the actions. So there is resources required in the community from a nursing perspective and other allied professionals in order to keep people in the community as opposed to them coming in to the acute sector. But, I mean, we've been hearing this for years, different governments talking about it, different plans brought forward, and yet here we are in 2014 and we're as bad as we were actually back in 2008.